As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still missing, and Abner has given up all hope of his partner ever returning. In fact, he has rented Lum's house to Widow Jessup, and today he's giving away all of Lum's clothes and belongings. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric and Mousie Gray in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Mousie is trying on one of Lum's hats.
Well, yeah, I guess the hat is a little big for you, all right, Mousie. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can just roll up a newspaper and put it inside the banner. That'll keep it up off your ears.
Yes, sir. Well, it's way under too big for him. Don't look good on it. I believe it'd fit me good, Mr. Abner.
No, now, Cedric, you wouldn't look right in a hat. You're more the cat-type fella, I think. I believe you.
Is that good or bad for me?
Oh, yeah, that's fine, Cedric. Yeah.
Well, that hat fits me better than it fits Mousie, though, I know that.
Yeah, well, Mousie needs it, though, Cedric.
Well, I could cut the brim off of it.
Well, you don't want to do that. That's too good a hat to ruin when a fella like Mousie can use it. See, he needs something to make him look older. He's a married man, Cedric, and you ain't.
No, Mom, I ain't married. I know that.
Well, Abner, you sure it's all right now for me to be taking Lum's hat this away?
Why, sure, it. Lum would have wanted it that way. I know he would.
Ain't Mr. Lum never coming back again, Mr. Abner?
No, I'm afeard not, Cedric. I'm afeard not. That's the reason I let the Widow Jessup move into his place over there. Get some use out of it somewhere. I know he'd want it that way. I'm just afeard that, well, I'd rather just not talk about it. Makes me feel too sorrowful.
Yes, Mom, me too. Let's go talk about it.
Well, I guess I have to be getting back to work now, fellas. I took time off to drop over here. Thanks an awful lot for the hat, Abner.
Oh, that's all right, Mousie. Lum would have wanted it that way.
Yes, Mom, he would.
He was the funniest fella that ever drawn breath that long.
Wish you quit talking that way, Mr. Abner.
Now, Cedric, don't blubber us that way now. Just keep yourself under control. We're all sad, but there's nothing we can do about it.
No.
Lum's went to a better place to live. Ain't no doubts about that. We mustn't think any other way about it.
Thought we wasn't going to talk about it.
Well, let's don't. Now, let's just keep quiet, Cedric.
Well, I guess I've got to leave. Thanks again for the hat. So long, Abner and Cedric.
So long, Mousie.
Yeah, so long, Mousie. Cedric, why don't you run along, too? I sort of just like to sit here by myself for a little while and think.
Oh, I just thought I'd stay around a little while.
No, ain't no use, Arlott. You have to go to school, said he.
Oh, but I come over here to get something that belonged to Mr. Lum.
Yeah, well, ain't you still a high school boy?
Yes, Mom.
Well, you better get to school. Everything's done gone now, anyway, said he. Done get all his clothes and trinkets away. Been here at the store all morning. Different friends of his been wrapping in, sort of picking out the things they'd left to have.
Reckon I come a little late, didn't I?
Yes, yeah, she did, Cedric. That hat I gave Mousie there was the last thing there was.
Ain't nothing at all left, huh?
No, no. Well, nothing except this stove and icebox and furniture over at the place. And
well, I'll take them.
No, well, Jessup's using them, Cedric.
Thought I had me a refrigerator there for a minute.
No, no, she needs him over at the place. She ain't got no furniture.
Wish Mr. Lum had owned a pinball machine, is what I wish.
Well, he never, though, said it. Never did own
one. Well, can I go over to his place and take one more look and see if there ain't something over there I might want?
No, no, now, I don't want you disturbing the Widow Jessup, said it. Her and her young'uns are all settled in there now. Just leave them be.
Well, they sure enough going to live in Mr. Lum's house all the time?
Well, no, for a while, anyway, I reckon, said it. See, they got undispossessed from that place they're living in, so they got to live somewhere, Cedric.
Did you just give them the house?
Oh, no, no. I made a deal with them. That oldest boy of hers is going to undeal ever for me and help me here in the store work out the rent that way.
I wish there was something I could have got.
Yeah,
I'll give you $10 for that house.
Well, I know, Cedric. I ain't going to sell Lum's place. Just let the widow live there. She needs it.
That blue fur suit that Mr. Grandpappy Spears got would have fit me better than it fits him. I know that.
Yeah, well, it'd be too small for you, Cedric. You're a heap bigger than Lum was. Besides, Grandpappy Spears went over and got that suit, so I know what he's doing, Cedric. If I'd have known what he's doing, well, I'd have told him.
Gentlemen,
I'm sorry, but everything's done been given away. Is that you, Lum?
Why, naturally, I'm Lum. Who do you think I am?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, don't just stand there staring at me like you're seeing a ghost.
You ain't a ghost, are you, Lum?
Why, of course not, silly. Ain't you dead, Mr. Lum? Well, I don't think I am, Cedric. Fact is, I never felt better in my life. Well, say something, Edna. Just don't stand there. This is a fine reception you're giving a fellow who's been away for a few days.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that all you're going to say? Oh, my goodness. Ain't you proud to see me?
Oh, doggies, Lum, I never was so proud to see a body before in my whole life. I just wish, though, you'd come home a couple of days sooner, though.
Well, I had aimed on sending you a postcard, but you know how it is. A fella never hardly gets around to doing them things, looks like.
Well, you ought to did it this time, though, Lum. You ought to did it.
Well, where else did you went to, Mr. Lum? Oh, I was at the county seat most of the time, Cedric. Visiting around, one thing or another.
Well, why didn't you tell me that's where you was going, instead of leaving that note saying goodbye forever, old friend, and all that? Told you had us all worried around here something dreadful, Lum.
Well, to be right honest, I never knowed that was where I was going myself till I got there. When I left out of here the other day, I so tore up over that school board election and stuff that I just decided to walk off and leave Pine Ridge and not never come back.
Well, I figured you'd done worse than that, even though.
Then I got to thinking things over, and I don't know. I was running away just like a coward.
Sure.
Just because I wasn't president and thought everybody was against me and all that.
Well, you was wrong about that. You ought to have saw how folks took on when they figured you'd suicide yourself or something, Lum.
Did they, sure enough?
Oh, yeah. Women folks all puddled up and cried every time they talked about it. Men folks shook their head and sad and carried on.
Yeah, I'm sorry for I gave them all that cause.
They had nice things to say about you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I've decided I'd come back here and make such a big success out of myself that folks would be proud just to get to shake my hand.
That's a time.
And it wouldn't matter whether I was president of the school board or not.
That's so I'll have to hear you talk.
Well, good for you, Mr. Lowe.
Yes, sir.
But what's more, I'm going to start making a success out of myself right away.
Huh?
Because me and you's going into a new business, Abner.
A new business?
Yes, sir. The idea come to me while I was standing in line trying to get into a moving picture theater and couldn't get in.
Huh?
That happened to me twice more. So I figured there was the booming business of the country right now. So that's what we're going to do.
Try to get into the moving picture theater?
No, we're going to run one ourselves.
Huh?
Me and you are going into the picture show business.
Well, for the Lord's sake, what about we're going to build it? How are we going to get money to do that?
I'll explain everything to you tomorrow, Abner. Right now, all I want to do is go home and rest.
Go home?
Yeah, I'm all wore out. I just want to go home and get into my own bed.
Uh-oh.
I ain't slept in a comfort bed since I left here. That one of mine's about the only one I can get any rest in. Well, I reckon
wait a minute, Mom. You don't want to go over at your place.
Yes, I do, Edna.
You'll
be disturbing the widow's guests.
Cedric, finish up.
Mom?
Mom, why don't you just run over to our place, sir? Get some rest on that sofa there in the parlor, and I'll have Elizabeth fix a good supper for you.
No, I want to go to my own place, Abner. Besides, I want to wash up and put on clean clothes.
Same clothes?
Yeah, a fella gets pretty dusty and dirty traveling around like I've been doing.
Yeah, well, I could lend you some stuff of mine to put on over there.
I've got plenty of stuff of my own to put on.
Yeah, but,
Mr. Abner, take me all your clothes.
I told you to hush up now.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, Elizabeth be proud to wash your shirt out and iron it for you while you're sleeping over there.
Well, there ain't no sense of doing that, Abner, putting it all that bother. I want to get out that blue serge suit of mine, too, and start wearing it for every day.
Yeah, blue serge.
Yeah, I'll have to look dressed up now that I'm going to be a moving picture executive.
Oh.
I seen Grandpap down the street a while ago wearing a blue serge something like mine, and it reminded me of it.
Lum, I don't think you ought to wear that suit no more. You need something fancier than that now.
Well, you can't get nothing better than a blue serge.
Huh?
That thing cost me $30, and it ain't but 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, but I'd get something different if I was you. I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go in the county seat and get yourself a whole new outfit, hat, shoes, and everything?
Why, that's silly. I got all that stuff.
Besides, I just come from the county seat. I don't want to go back there.
Hey, I think it'd do you good to do that. Makes you feel like a new man.
I already feel like a new man.
This'll make you feel like a newer man, Ron. And then when you come back, well, I think you ought to live somewhere else, too. Yeah, that little shabby house of yours. You don't want that.
What do you mean, shabby?
I'll tell you what we'll do. Me and Elizabeth will move up in the attic, and we'll rent you our room cheap, Ron.
Well, why would I want to rent a room when I got a perfect good house of my own? Seems to me like you're acting awful cute, Abner.
Well, no, I ain't. I'm just trying to,
Trying to what?
Well, you know, sometimes a fella gets into a rut sort of, Mom, and it does him a lot of good to live in a different place and put on different clothes and all that.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Go home and put on some different clothes.
Yeah, but now, wait a minute, Mom. I'll see
you later, Abner.
Huh?
We got a lot to talk about with this picture show.
Yeah, wait a minute. There's the phone. That's for you, Mom. That's for you.
How do you know it's for me?
Oh, well, somebody's been trying to get hold of you all day, I think.
That might be a fella I talked to in at the county seat. Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah, that's about who it is. That's who it is. Cedric, won't you say a single word about what we're doing with Lynn's clothes?
Jot them down, store and library.
This is awful.
Oh, yes. What is it, Miss Jessup?
Yes, sir. Oh, here, I'll take it.
Get away, Edmund. Get away. What's that, Miss Jessup? Move what I saw.
Lom, I believe that's for me, Lom.
Get away. Just a minute. What are you talking about, anyway?
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Well, you just leave the ice box right where it's at. Goodbye. Abner?
Now, listen, Mom.
Step in the feed room a minute,
yeah,
Abner.
But now, Mom.
I said step in the feed room a minute.
Oh, yes, sir.